It's been a year since the shooting and really attempted murder. A year later, how you doing?
I'm good. Physically, I'm fine. As you know, this sounds silly, but probably of the 12 months, the shooting was the least of my problems. That was 2 months. I was healed up and fine.
So why did you do the video? Why are you doing a public relations produced video?
That was really, I was advised to do that because it's really about, there's a reward. So friends of mine have offered to give up to $100,000 reward for information leading to arrest and conviction of whoever had me shot or shot me. And there was no use of the reward if there was no way to get it out. So that was really the purpose of it.
$100,000 a year later. I think some would ask, why not have that reward out there 2 weeks after or a month after? Why a full year do we, you know, get to the $100,000?
You know, even this one, I wasn't really in favor of doing this reward thing.
Why is that?
I just didn't feel it was right. I didn't feel good about it. I felt the police do their job like everybody else. But it was friends of mine that felt they wanted to do something. I remember probably within 2 weeks, a friend of mine, lady, came out. She came over with, and she had, I got to see you. And she put her hand in the pocket. She handed me $5,000. Says, here, put this towards the reward money. I said, no, I don't want that. I said, but I'll get back to you if I ever need it, you know.
Do you have the means, I'm assuming, to have put up the $100,000 on your own?
Well, it's not that I'm not worth $100,000, but the truth of the matter is, thanks to Newsday, my banking has been shut down. And I'm in a different category of fighting for my financial.
We'll talk more about Newsday during the interview. What have police told you about the investigation at this point? Where are they? What have they shared with you?
They have been very sharing with me to what they can give me because they don't want stuff getting out that may compromise, I guess, the investigation. I'm very happy with them. I know they're working hard. I know they haven't cut back resources to the team that's working me. They're always cooperative. I've had, and we have as well, and my staff has. And one of the things I found out when I got shot, the first question they ask is, why were you shot? Well, you know, I wish I knew. I don't know. But, you know, then they have to do their job. And in the first place, they look at my family. And so it was a tough thing to get used to being shot, and now we're trying to defend ourselves.
You think that have they indicated to you that they're close to an arrest?
No. I mean, they've indicated they have some couple of strong positions, but no imminent arrest. They don't have anything like that.
Well, as the investigation was getting underway, one of those people they were looking at, and you mentioned just now, reference to the family and your son, as a person of interest at the time, I know you ruled him out pretty quickly. Have the police come to you and said, we've ruled him out as well, or does he remain a person of interest?
Yes, and I told, again, not to keep going to Newsday, but the day they published that story with my son on a Sunday on a front page, I had already told them that he was no longer a person of interest, but they saw fit to print that, and from what I'm told from a very reliable source inside there, that they did it because they just hired a editor from NBC and told them that they were going to do it, and that's why they put it out right away.
Did you ever directly ask your son if he had any involvement?
Very strongly. concern. There were things that could lead one to believe he was involved. He's been a troubled boy. And it was tough, but I'm pretty much a straightforward guy. So, I asked him. I asked him very strong, and I cooperated with the police in looking at him, whatever they wanted, and so did my wife. And they were pretty extensive on him, and we helped whatever they wanted to find out. But there's nothing.
And as we sit here then a year later, you have still, in your mind, forget the police investigation for a minute, absolutely no idea who would have wanted to shoot you. And really, since they shot you in the head, wanted to kill you.
I guess that's a pretty good assumption. You know, they didn't want to hurt me. But I have no idea. I didn't have an idea from day one. I'd like to think I don't run into circles where somebody's a killer. And I'd like to think that I try to be pretty good to most people.
No political enemies, no business enemies.
Well, the only political enemy I have is Jay Jacobs. And, you know, again, for my two cents, I'm very concerned about his... I don't know, and I don't want to be careful to say, but I'm concerned about him because he's made a comment while I was laying in bed trying to recuperate still. There was a fight to the death. Just seemed poor wording, you know, to do that. Then he said by political death. But I don't have anything to give him politically. Could get money from me. I didn't have the party to give him.
You've, at one point you have said that, and I'm paraphrasing here a little bit, that you were shot, you recovered, and you basically haven't thought much about it since that time. Is that still accurate? I mean, do you spend a lot of time thinking about that day?
I can say this truthfully. I have never thought 5 minutes about it. I have not had 5 minutes of fear. And it's like it didn't happen. I don't even know why that is. I would have to say it's abnormal even to myself. But there's nothing. I have nothing. I carry my life the same exact way, and I have not had a dream, nothing.
Let's talk a little bit about security. What has changed? What security changes have you implemented since the shooting?
Well, I think I'd have to be remiss to tell you that.
But you have made changes?
Yes. But I can't elaborate on that.
Have you changed your routine in any way?
No. Nope, I go out the same door, I go to the same places, I do everything the same. No, everything. I look at it this way. I got just as much a chance of getting shot, probably less than you do. Because now would be the second time, the odds on that are very, very low. But think about it, unless you're in a mob or something, why would you think somebody's going to shoot you? So, I have no...
Well, I guess I would be concerned that they didn't finish what they started.
Well, I would have to believe somebody doesn't like me. Whether it's somebody that's disturbed, which has been some... They have inferred that to me, that somebody looking at may be disturbed. Or it's... Listen, they said to me it could be somebody from 4 years ago that you fired or you insulted in front of somebody, and it just puff comes. So no way of knowing.
You have been the subject of multiple series of articles from Newsday. You've made reference to it a couple of times here. Is it then your belief that Newsday has decided to, of all the people in the world, that after you got shot, they decided they wanted to go after you? I mean, what's their agenda? Why would they, you know, based on what you've said about them, what do they have to gain for hurting, if you say it's false, their reputation by trying to ruin your reputation?
Why that I'm laying in bed 4 days, that there has to start an attack? First find out if I've done anything wrong. Give me some benefit of the doubt, or at least let me... you know, if you're a boxer, they let you get up off the canvas first before they start hitting you. And before this, by the way, I've always had a great rapport with Newsday.
Are you saying that everything that they have reported about you is false, including the investigative series they did and the connection between judges and payments?
Listen, it's distortions. I did manage some properties. But everybody agrees that it was legal what I did. And they're making a big deal that I had four managements I did over a six-year period. I averaged gross $860 a week. So, I mean, I had to pay staff and insurance and people to do it. So, but they make it like that. Now, because I know somebody else that does management or does receivers, that there's a network. We have never once passed a nickel between each other or done anything. You know, you have something good for you and I have mine, do yours.
So then to hear you say it, there's a lot of smoke, a lot of articles creating a lot of smoke, but there's no fire attached to this. It's all just smoke.
There is nothing, as far as I am concerned, and I listen, they told me they started the feds looking at me. I have to say, I can't think of what I should be worried about. And that's why they do what they can do.
So a couple other questions. Greatest misperception about you right now out there. You know, the castle was much more famous than you were. Now you're on the cover and, you know, out there as much, maybe not for reasons you want. What do you think is the greatest misconception about you?
That I'm this power broker, that I hold court over here. And as also Jay Jacobs said, which reminded me, maybe libelous, that all evil in Nassau County comes from Mohica Castle. I can say this, and I'm very careful not to do it. I give a lot of money away. I borrow money. I actually borrow money. And I give six figures, you know, serious money every year to help people and to give it to charity. My difference, I don't tell anybody, and I think it's bad to do it. And that's why I won't say anybody what I do. But I have no problem, and I think that's why I walked away from that shooting. I'm a big God believer. So the misconception is I'm doing all these things, and I have never made a nickel out of this place from somebody being here. Plenty of people have come here, got together, never got a nickel. I don't say to somebody, hey, you know, you two guys got together, I get a piece of it. Nothing. I have put, by the way, I've done free parties for Jay Jacobs and Tom Suozzi and their other people. All of a sudden, I'm the boogeyman.
No IOUs from putting people together?
None. I don't travel like that. I don't ask anybody for anything. And I am not concerned about anything that they have started, you know, thinking they've come up with this big fish. It's just unimaginable that I am in this position and I have done nothing.
And yet, you were targeted for murder.
Yes. I like to find, by the way, and I think I've said this to you, I really, the only reason I want to find out is, certainly, I don't want somebody to try to shoot me again. But I want to find out so people can get rid of this thing that, you know, Jay Jacobs comment would look like a mob-style hit. By the way, according to the police, there's nothing mob-style. They don't do it in a broad daylight at the exit door. And they don't use a gun that, you know, could jam. There's nothing.
You're not going anywhere.
No. I'm not going nowheres. I have not had 2 minutes of fear or remorse or upset there. I've never had a dream. And I will fight to the death to protect myself. And I'm not going nowheres.